Hello and welcome. We're back with another pose of the week, and this week I'm staying again with my lovely reclining postures because they're just the heart of restorative yoga, and I wanted everyone to get really comfortable and enthusiastic and liking these soft, gentle opening postures where the floor holds you and blankets hold you and bolsters hold you and you can just let go. We'll be moving on into forward bends and counter poses, so don't worry that I'm going to forget about those. We're just doing these supported ones, reclining ones first. So this week, we're going to do the comfy angle rest. This can be done with using a strap and binding your feet into position. I'll talk to you about that shortly. Personally, I don't like using straps very much. Doesn't help me feel protected and supported. Makes me feel a bit tied up. However, I have many students who love them. So you really need to experiment with this. And I'll give you a list of the things that you need to put around you, because this takes a bit of setting up. So get ready to collect things. But first of all, my words of caution. This isn't a great one to do if you have a disc disease. It's a very gentle slope, so it's worth experimenting with, but any discomfort in your lower back as you recline back against the supports, definitely don't push it. Also not so good if you're more than 3 months pregnant and you've got a heavy weight in front. And it depends. Some people with a gentle slope in the way that we're going to set it up find that they really like it when they have their period, because it sort of opens and the flow can just come smoothly. Other people say no, they don't like it during menstruation, it's just too opening. However, it's horses for courses. So what I suggest you do is get used to this posture when you don't have your period. And then one day when you do and you want to experiment, try it for a very short period, you know, no longer than a minute, and then just see if you feel discomfort or disease, and take it from there. So now for the benefits. What can I say? This is just lovely. Really it is. Beautiful opening. It's not just your chest that's opening, as we had last week in the surrender to the sun. It's also your pelvis, it's your thighs. It's beautiful, kind of womb-like opening while you're held in a womb-like position. So there's a very deep feeling of total rest, very secure, very protected. Lovely. Nice to use during the menopause, and I can vouch for that. I'm past the menopause and I use this a lot, and it's just deeply satisfying, I think is the word that I would use about it. It's helped me let go of some of the regrets I had about my aging process and be the woman that I am at whatever age I am. So there's some really interesting, profound psychological and emotional benefits to this one as well. So I hope you're going to like it. Well, even better, hope you're going to love it. So what do we need in order to do this? Well, I'm going to talk pillows, because I always talk pillows. But bear in mind, instead of pillows, you can have double-folded blankets, you can have bolsters. You know, you're getting to know your body, you'll know what you'll need around you. But if you're a bit of a pillow woman like me, what you'll need for this is 6 pillows. I have my usual flattish ones, so not big puffy things. 6 flattish pillows and also a double folded blanket, because you'll need just that little bit of extra height on your head. Might be single fold. It depends on you and your proportions. So, in order to get ready for this, you